How do you prepare for their special teams coach and his guys, given the success he's had over
there? I think you just watch the tape. Anytime you're preparing for an opponent, you got to take into account the personnel that they have and then where the coach has been, what he's done. Schematically, most coaches will fit their systems to the players that they have. So it's kind of a combination of both, but, you know, the most valuable stuff is recent tape.
So how did you feel about the snap hold kick operation going into the game and obviously for Robbie to make those kicks kind of solidified?
Referring to this past week?
Yes.
You know, there wasn't a ton of time. You know, there was a couple days of reps. Robbie and Spencer had a little bit of background, which obviously helps. They proved they could do it in practice and, you know, perform well for the most part in the game.
Did you learn anything about Robbie in that type of situation to see him firsthand to, you know, have a shot at a game winner that was pretty long?
Yeah, I mean, it's different when you're watching tape and you see guys from the sideline or maybe the opposing sideline and, we have a lot of confidence in Robbie, but, you know, that's the expectation is to make every kick that we attempt. It's certainly, you know, something that seeing it in person, you know, just kind of reaffirms those things.
Jeff, what's your level of input on that final drive and the dialogue back and forth in determining how close enough to turn him loose?
We get feedback from Robbie both before the game, at halftime, and going into a final drive, kind of have those parameters. I share that information with the head coach. Ultimately, all those things are his calls, and certainly, you know, made the right one this week.
Are there things you've appreciated more about Robbie the longer you've been with him here?
Been around some veteran kickers. John Casey, Joe Nedney, you know, Prater had pretty good success. You try and draw from those experiences, but again, it's all about the guys that you're working with at the time, how they're performing. I don't know that you'll learn anything new other than he said, I'll make the kick, and he did.
Jeff, what did you make of some of the kicking struggles for all the other teams around the league last week? Is it a fluke, or is there something to that, you think?
I think that job, okay, an NFL kicker's job primarily is to score points. Okay? And everybody wants a guy who can do a lot of different things, you know, combo guys. But the reality, it comes down to scoring points. I think sometimes it's a little bit undervalued around the league, and I'm sure there's some teams looking at some of the veteran guys who are having success, consistent success, you know, can be in an organization for a long time and understand that, you know, that's what you're trying to find. There's, you know, different ways to go about it, but it's a good thing to have Robbie on our team.
Jeff, what kind of progress did you see in your coverage units from an individual standpoint? I mean, did you see players who made mistakes in previous games that they didn't make them? You know, evidence that they're getting it, you know what I'm saying, that, as far as on the coverage units?
Yeah, I think every week you're trying to get better. We've had a couple different new guys each week. May have a couple new guys this week. You're looking for guys not to change the problem. You know, guys, if you're making a mistake, you know, make a new one. Let's not repeat those same things. I think some guys took some steps, and hopefully, collectively, we continue that way.
What is the thought process that goes into the pop-up kicks?
You're just trying to win every situation, win every play. You know, the clock, the quarter, the returner, their personnel, our personnel. You know, you're just trying to do the best you can in certain situations. There's times where, you know, you're kicking with a three-club wind, and you know, you may be kicking off from the 50-yard line. You know the ball's going to be out the back. Maybe that's the best, you know, time to kick it deep. You're just trying to manage every situation the best you can.
What was your couple more guys on the blocked PAT?
That didn't score any points. They got blocked.
Yeah, I mean, was it just a low kick, or did they get penetration up big?
Well, I mean, they did a good job getting their hands up. I don't know that it came off totally clean off the foot, but. You know, it didn't count, so we're kind of moving on to this week.
Jeff, Dave Tobe, obviously well-respected here for the job he did. From your vantage point, what do you admire most about O'Gale, what he does and how well he prepares his special teams unit?
Well, I think we all understand what we go through when you're sitting this job. It's a very unique job. It's different than, I think, most of the other job descriptions in a coaching staff. You know, I competed against Dave the last couple of years, obviously being in Denver while he was in Kansas City. We know each other's schemes and stuff well. They've been productive, you know, since they've been there. You know, it's, I don't know if there's one certain thing that you say, hey, you know, this is it. I mean, there's a lot of things they do well, and, you know, they've had a good run there so far.
And in the bigger picture, with respect especially to Dave, to what extent does being a special teams coach help prepare you to be a head coach in the NFL? And do you feel like that is an avenue towards that?
Well, certainly Coach Harbaugh showed that kind of background can lend and, you know, kind of trend that way. Part of our job description is managing all 53 guys on the roster, 46 guys on the game day roster, who's on the practice squad, how to utilize your personnel, game management, clock management, are we punting, are we going for it? You know, all those things, those are constant decisions over the course of a game that we're not necessarily making, but things that we have to be intimately involved in. I think a lot of those things are what you guys as media people usually talk about when it comes to head coach. How does he perform on game day or whatever? There's things that we're involved in that direction that maybe a position coach isn't quite as focused on. So there's a little bit more background that way. You know, I think it's good preparation, but obviously everybody making those decisions as far as who's hiring head coach or looking for a certain fit, we'll see if more teams coaches get those opportunities.
Jeff,
once a penalty is committed on what happened on that final play, do you have a strong sentiment that if it's against the returning team, they should just, you know, end the game right there with risk of injury and everything? With, what did you have, 33 seconds of chasing around?
Yeah, 33.4. I put the clock on it right when I got home. Yeah, you know, way above my pay grade to be, you know, making NFL rules. They got a competition committee for all that. My understanding of that rule, and I'm sure that'll be one that's talked about a little bit this week, is, you know, there are some penalties on that play that should stop that play. There's obviously a lot of things that can happen in an extended play like that. You know, if it's a defensive penalty against the coverage team, you know, that play can end, that play can extend the half, one untimed down. So there's a lot of different things that can happen on that play. You know, but like I said, I'll leave it up to the competition committee and the commissioner to be making the NFL rules.
Jeff, how much of that is chaos when you see a play like that, and how much is principled and guys executing assignments still when there's so much going on?
Yeah, well, the bottom line on that particular play, the only thing you're trying to do is defend the end zone. It's just like a Hail Mary. The ball gets thrown to the 10-yard line, they catch it, you tackle them, doesn't matter. There's a lot of different things a return team can do. You know, in that situation, when Coach Seeley was in San Francisco, he did something different. You're still trying to defend the whole field. You can't commit a lot of resources because now you got, you know, the Tennessee play from back in the day, you know, the throwback deal. Guys run reverse plays. Guys run lateral plays. Guys run straight returns. There's a lot of different things that they can do on that particular play. And so you're trying to disperse your coverage units in a way to defend the end zone ultimately first, but obviously try and get the play over with as soon as possible.
Thank you, guys.